Wherever he leads, I'll go. Let's stand up and sing it all.
Take off thy cross and follow me. Thy hurt, my master. I gave my life for ransom. Surrender all to me.
God has spoken tonight, and we will follow the impressions of our hearts, each of us, by visiting the Foreign Mission Board booth for a conference tomorrow, by writing the Foreign Mission Board the impressions of this night, by committing ourselves anew to the Lord, to go, to send, to give, to pray. God is moving in the Southern Baptist Convention, and we ought never to be the same again because of tonight. And tomorrow night, and the launching of the Crusade of the Americas tomorrow night, God has much yet in store for us and much to do. Let's pray for ourselves as we go from here, that God will continue to lift us up higher and higher night by night, through this great climax tonight and on to greater things tomorrow night, that we'll go out to turn this world upside down for Jesus Christ. As we bow our heads and go from here, praising God for what we've seen and heard tonight, Brother James Baldwin comes to lead us in our benediction.
Let every head be bowed, every eye closed, and every heart lifted. O God, who in olden times clothed thyself with men, surely in our midst tonight, thou hast clothed thyself with our foreign mission secretary. We thank thee for him. What shall we say in the midst of the great commission that stands unrepealed, as these who have been dedicated tonight by prayer and by life, who are giving themselves to thee, help us to rededicate ourselves in this moment. And may this hymn be a refrain as we go back tonight to our beds and finally back to our homes and our churches. When we stand to preach, help us to hear it and help us to find the will of God for our own lives. And now dismiss us from this great assembly hall and lead us through life to do thy will, until we reach that place at the throne where congregations shall never be dismissed and benedictions be no more. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Jones, who has served as our convention organist. Many of you remember hearing him in Dallas. He was convention organist last year. It's been a personal joy to work with this fine young man again. Also, we have appreciated the Rogers Organ Company furnishing the instrument again for the second year. If you should wish more information, I'm sure that Jack would be happy to tell you of his experiences with this organ, and maybe there's some literature down this way. We also want to thank Miss Louine Bushman, who has served at the piano all week long. She's the pianist, the organist for the Baptist Hour Choir. This morning, Mr. Jones is going to play the meditation music, an organ concert. We listen gladly now. Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. It's time to sing. I hope that everyone will take part this morning. We need you. Number 47 is our opening hymn. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Number 47, you find it in your songbook. We'll sing the first, second, and fourth stanzas.
Church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by Spirit and the Word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, and one hope she presses with every grace endued. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is one. Oh, happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them, the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
Thank you very much. Now let's turn to page 34. 34, I love thy kingdom, Lord. We shall sing the five stanzas which are printed there. Number 34, will you stand, please?
I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode. The church, our blessed Redeemer, saved with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thine eye, and graven on thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend, to her my cares and toils be given, till toils and tears shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. Sure as thy truth shall last, to Zion shall be given the highest glories heaven can yield, and brighter bliss of heaven.
Thank you, and be seated, please.
As we come to open the session for this day, with gratitude in our heart for the rest the Lord has given us, and the beauty of this morning, the opportunities of this day, we begin by scripture and prayer. Brother Joe Cawthon from Mississippi will lead us in our scripture, and Brother C.L. Lang from Missouri leading us in our prayer. A fellow Mississippian of Brother Cawthon was elected your second vice president last night, and he's also serving on the Committee on Order of Business, Brother Altman. All right.
Your responsive reading is found on page 18 of your program bulletin. Would you join me in standing as we read together, please? If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth.
For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come this morning to beseech Thee to continue the blessing which has been given to us through various stages during the progression of this great meeting. As we come this morning, Father, we know that deep in our hearts, the one desire which all of us have is that our intentions be good, that our intentions be the best, that our intentions be for the promotion and the well-being of the kingdom of God, for the winning of souls, and for the growth of these precious people into great souls. Now, Father, we know that without Thy help and without Thy leadership, this is an utter impossibility. And so, Father, keep us on the right track, on the main line. Help us to lead that people may see and believe and be born again and grow into useful Christians. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
The first order of business this morning is a miscellaneous business session, and the chair is ready to hear anyone and recognize any messenger who has miscellaneous business to bring to us at this time. All right, come to the platform if you will. Brother Kamak is ready with the report of the Committee on Committees. We can have that at this time. If you'll come, Brother Kamak from North Carolina, Chairman of the Committee on Committees.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Committees would like to bring the report of three committees that have been named for nomination. The first is the Committee on Canadian Baptist Cooperation, with terms expiring in 1967. According to the action of our convention in 1957, this committee consists of four members, Later, an additional member representing the annuity board was added, but of four members, namely the president of the convention, the executive secretary of the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention, the executive secretary of the Sunday School Board, and the executive secretary of the Home Mission Board, now added in 1958, I believe, the annuity executive secretary. Therefore, the Committee on Committees would like to bring for nomination the convention president, Dr. Franklin Pascal, the secretary of the executive committee, Dr. Porter Ruth, the executive secretary of the Home Mission Board, Dr. Arthur Rutledge, the secretary of the Sunday School Board, Dr. James Sullivan, and the executive secretary of the annuity board, Dr. R. Alton Reed.
You make a motion?
Yes.
There's a motion that this committee, named by the Committee on Committees, be duly elected. Is there a second? Any discussion? Those in favor, let it be known by an uplifted hand. Opposed in like manner? So ordered.
Fellow messengers, in 1956, the two committees relating to our Baptist papers were combined into one committee, and the Committee on Committees brings for nomination this morning Herschel H. Hobbs as chairman of this group, and in addition, all of the editors of each of our Baptist papers. Two of these at the present, Maryland and Alaska, are without editors, but we are asking that you include these editors in the event that they are elected during this year to serve on the Committee on Baptist State Papers. And I make this motion.
All right, is there a second to this motion? Second the motion. Is there any discussion? Those in favor of these names being elected as read by the chairman, let it be known by an uplifted hand. Opposed in like manner, so ordered.
This is the Committee on Boards, and I'm going to read these names by states. According to our Constitution and the action of this convention, one layman and one pastor are named from each of these sections with the chairman. Alabama, Reverend Paget C. Cope, and the layman, Mr. Sam Dockery. Arizona, Reverend J.W. Bell, and the layman, Mr. Lee Theron Favor. Arkansas, Reverend Ray Branscombe and Mr. Dale Ward. California, Reverend Kenneth Allgood, Mr. Elmer E. Austin. Colorado, Reverend R. D. Yancey, Mr. James H. Ennis. District of Columbia, Reverend J. Parks Hackney and Mr. Hugh T. Peck. Florida, Reverend James F. Graves and Clyde Bizzle. Georgia, Dr. Robert Jackson, chairman of the committee, and Mr. Tom B. Fryer. Illinois, Reverend Frank Lloyd Trotter, Mr. Jefferson C. Leip. Indiana, Reverend Ralph Allman, Dr. George Jones. Kansas, Reverend T.R. Wilcox and Mr. Jeff Sanders. Kentucky, Reverend Bob C. Jones, Mr. Joe Stouffer. Louisiana, Reverend N.W. Causey, Mr. Henry Love. Maryland, Reverend Jason D. Ross, Mrs. W.P. Watson. Michigan, Reverend Raymond Cruz, Mr. Pat McDaniel. Mississippi, Reverend Robert Hamblin, Mr. Joe Jack Hurst. Missouri, Reverend James H. Hackney, Mr. E.C. Adams, Jr. North Carolina, Dr. Howard Ford and Mr. Wade Brown. New Mexico, Reverend Billy T. Barber, Mr. Ben Archer. Ohio, Reverend David Haney, Mr. Joe N. Bearden. Oklahoma, Reverend Richard T. Hopper, Mr. Gene T. Lucas. Oregon, Washington, Reverend W. M. White, Mr. Tom LaFollette, South Carolina, Dr. James Howard, and Dr. Hunter Rentz, Tennessee, Reverend Carl Allen, Mr. C. Winfield Rich, Texas, Reverend W. LeRae Fowler, and Mr. Ralph Baker, Virginia, Reverend Richard Stevenson, and Dr. Floyd Turner. Mr. President, I move these nominations. Be it.
All right, you heard the reading of the nominations for the Committee on Boards, a pastor or an ordained minister and a layman from each state. I'm sure you listened carefully to identify the ones especially for your state. Now, is there a second to this motion that these ones be duly elected as the Committee on Boards? Second the motion. Now, is there any question or discussion? If not, those in favor, let it be known by an uplifted hand, opposed in like manner, and this constitutes then the Committee on Boards that will function during this year and report back to the convention next year with their nominations to fill the vacancies on our boards. I have a matter that I want to bring before you. We have a brother here for miscellaneous business in just a moment, and if any of the rest of you have miscellaneous business, we'd like for you to come to the platform and be ready to be recognized. But there are a group of people here that I have learned to know and appreciate through these 2 years as president as the finest friends the Southern Baptist Convention might have anywhere. Some of these are Baptists, fellow Baptists. Others are of other religious groups. But I can say personally that these ones I'm going to recognize in a moment have been the finest personal friends I have had in my service as president. I have found the press to be made up of people of integrity and honesty and friendliness with a genuine desire to be of assistance and to interpret to the public Southern Baptists and what they're doing and what they stand for. During these 2 years, as your president, I have come to know many of the members of the press in a personal way by their first names. And many a time I have talked with them over the phone or personally or drink coffee with them in the press room. And I want this convention to go on record this morning as thanking the press for what they do for us and mean to us and for the fine friendship that we have in them. If you feel this way about it, I'd like for you to give an applause at this time. Now, I want to recognize this press as it's organized. First of all, there is the religious press. This body of or association of writers constitute primarily our Baptist state papers. And I would like to recognize the religious press at this time and call forth Brother Chauncey Daly, who is president of the Southern Baptist Press Association. I would like for the members of that association to stand with him at this time, right across the front here. Brother Chauncey Daly, editor of the Western Recorder. And I want to do a little something here for you. I have a book here. I'm not at all modest about this book. I wrote it to be read, and I hope folks are buying it to read it. But I want to give you a copy of it. Incidentally, however, W.C. Fields got this book and brought it out. I didn't get it to give it to you. But I take great pleasure in presenting to you, from the officers of this convention, a copy of African Diary as a memento of this meeting in Detroit and as an expression of our appreciation for the Southern Baptist Press Association. I'd like to present that to you. And then I have something else here. An autographed, personally autographed baseball from the Detroit Tigers with every player's name on there.
Dr. Fields said this wasn't easy to get, and I'm sure it wasn't. Now, I know a lot of you were out there the other night trying to get one. And I won't ask Dr. Daly whether he was out there or not at any time. But here's one that you do get here. And we want to present that to you as you will remember always Detroit and the wonderful relationships we've had here.
Thank you, President DeHone. It's been a pleasure to play ball with you.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask Mr. Harold Shackren to come forward here. Harold, I've learned to know and appreciate you through these 2 years, having met you a couple of years ago and having seen you since then in the press room and read your stories. He is the religious news editor for the Detroit News, and only last week he ended his term as president of the Religious News Writers Association. Now, this would be the secular press and the rest of the religious press that's not Baptist-orientated. We'd like for that press association and its members to stand at this time, would you? Right across the front here. Let's give these men a hand. Wire services and the city dailies. We just thank you, Harold, for what you've meant to us and for the personal friends you've been. And here happens to be another book by the name of Homemade Happiness. And I want to present this to you. It's a book on love, courtship, and marriage. Now, I'm not sure which state you're in there, but...
Too late, huh?
but it's autographed by the officers of this convention, and I want to present that to you, and also present to you an autographed baseball from the Detroit Tigers.
As one ex-president to another, thank you.
He says, as one ex to another, thank you. Dr. W.C. Fields, would you come here? This very able and dedicated man, who is an employee of our denomination through the Executive Committee, a faithful servant, and Public Relations Secretary for the Executive Committee, but he is the one that handles all our press relationships. He has friends in this group. They respect him, and he respects them. He's the one that sets up the press room. And I have been to the press rooms of other denominational meetings, other denominations, and I have yet to find a press room anywhere that is run as fine as this one, as efficiently, and with the same kind of openness and fairness in giving the news to all the people. And I want to pay tribute to W.C. Fields and to the press room staff. I believe the staff is seated over here. Where's the staff? Stand on up, will you? That's the staff of the press room. Some of these are serving on it, too, here.
We had about a little over 100 people registered in the press room.
We had a little over 100 people registered in the press room. You want another shot here? He wants a shot. Come on, let us see.
Might say that these reporters from the wire services, the news media of all kinds, have come from all over the United States, and we're grateful to these people who send their staff people. And we're extremely grateful to our own Baptist people who serve in reporting the news and on the staff.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, some of them say they have to get back to work, so you, the press room staff, can get on back as they need to and need not be embarrassed about leaving. We invite you to stay, however, through the miscellaneous business session. This is usually where the action is. So, the floor is open now for miscellaneous business, and we have a brother here who's been waiting. Would you come, please, sir? Identify yourself and the purpose for which you want recognition.
I'm Hugo Lindquist of Oklahoma. Mr. President, messengers of this convention, whereas the Southern Baptist Convention has no ecclesiastical authority over any church or individual, and whereas the conduct and actions of any Southern Baptist leader or Southern Baptist preacher does affect our witness to the world, and whereas in recent days there has been highly unfavorable news in the news media regarding the actions of a Southern Baptist preacher in a high government position, I move that this convention go on record as being opposed to any action or conduct by any Southern Baptist leader or preacher that disgraces or brings dishonor to the work and name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I so move.
Now, you brought a resolution here expressing your own personal feeling in the matter. And we certainly want to respect your opinion, and you certainly have a right, and all of us have a right, to weigh in judgment, in our own judgment, the actions of others. And we have a responsibility, a personal responsibility, to communicate person to person with others if we feel that this is necessary to talk with them about their conduct. But I would say that the resolution you're bringing at this time, my brother, is not germane to the business of this convention. I do not believe it is either within the good graces of this convention or within the constitutional authority of this convention to pass a resolution. We would not pass a judgmental resolution on some individual in this convention. And so I'm going to rule it out of order, and I thank you, sir.
Mr. President, we set a precedent last Tuesday night by...
You come up here.
I would appeal to the floor on a point of order.
All right.
Last Tuesday night, unbeknownst to many of our convention members, we did do just exactly what we're claiming we're not going to do here this morning. But the fact that a man got up and moved a motion to not allow the seating of the messengers from the First Baptist Church, Russellville, Arkansas.
Excuse me now. You're bringing a point of order here, and I'll answer it. The business that was transacted Tuesday night was within the framework of the constituting of the convention. An item of business that is scheduled, announced, and this is the time when if there's any question about the seating of messengers, it's appropriate to bring that business. The seating of messengers and the constituting of the convention is one of our responsibilities. But judgmental resolutions on individuals is not germane to the business of this convention, and I do not recognize a point of order in this either, sir. Thank you. Dr. Feaser has an item of miscellaneous business. Would you come, please, sir? Dr. Feaser from Texas.
Mr. President, witnessing all of these tributes is inspiring, but there is a word of tribute and request that I'd like to make. Billy Graham is on the threshold of a crusade in London. Our British Baptists are losing members at an enormous rate. I come to ask, Mr. President, that we pause to pray for Billy as he begins this crusade 3 days from now, and that our president, fellow messengers, be authorized to send Billy a message of assurance of our prayers and our support of him in this great crusade in London. This is the motion I make, sir.
By common consent, will you give common consent that we pause at this time, right now, in a period of prayer, and ask Dr. Feaser to lead us in this prayer for Billy Graham and the evangelistic thrust that is just beginning, and also praying that somehow we too may be caught up in this spirit of evangelism as we face the crusade of the Americas. Would you give that common consent? All right, let's bow together and join in prayer.
Our Father, we are waiting before thy great white throne as needy creatures, frail creatures of the dust. Thou knowest our frame. Thou knowest our weaknesses. And it is in the Spirit, Lord, we pray, our trust of humility, that we ask thy favor and thy blessing upon the one that thou hast so greatly blessed already. In this London crusade, Father, for the sake of thy Son, and for his glory, and for the welfare of our mother nation, and for our fellow Baptists and all believers, make this a crusade that will catch the attention of a lost world. Bless Billy physically, Lord, and all the members of his team. We are so grateful that thou hast honored his ministry. And now, Father, we ask that the spirit of evangelism may take fire and burn again, as once it burned when Finney preached, or Moody. Dear Lord, we need revival now in our land. We come penitently and humbly to ask that thou will put thy spirit upon us here today. May lesser things be in the background, and thy great kingdom cause have priority in every heart. Dear Father, for thy Son's sake, the adorable Savior, the blessed Redeemer, in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Peterson. Thank you.
The order of the day is miscellaneous business. Are there others who would desire recognition to present miscellaneous business?
Yes.
This is William Dodson from Tennessee. Mr. President, one among us who has served this denomination well, the former pastor of the Dolphin Way Baptist Church, who has lost his sight, the former chairman of our executive committee, I move you, sir, that we send a word of greeting to Dr. Harold Seaver.
All right. Second, certainly no discussion. Would you give your common consent to this wire to our brother, who since our last convention has lost his sight, and he's one of the great leaders among us. We'll ask that that message be sent, if you will. Dr. Allen, I believe, wants recognition for a telegram.
Brother President, this telegram received. Am deeply grateful for the convention's message. I pray that you will have God's guidance as you chart our vital service for another year. Sent to Brooks Hayes, addressed to the Southern Baptist Convention. Telegrams have been sent, according to the instructions of the convention, to former presidents absent from this meeting, to Dr. J.B. Lawrence, and to Dr. Gaines S. Dobbins.
Thank you. Are there other items of miscellaneous business? Well, we're 15 minutes ahead of time. Wouldn't it be wonderful to stay that way the rest of the morning? If there's no other miscellaneous business to come before us, we shall move on to the next order of the day, the final report of the Committee on Boards. I'm under the impression that this was concluded, this was finished, and there is no further work to be done or action to be taken. This moves us still further ahead, and we'll be ready for what was originally scheduled at 9:50, the report of the Committee on Resolutions. I recognize Brother Owen from Kentucky, Franklin Owen, Chairman of the Resolutions Committee. And as they're getting their resolutions together, we'll give them a chance to come. While they're waiting, I'm going to ask Brother Bill Bates to come up here. Would you? While they're getting, we'll give you a minute to get together. There's a word I'd like to say to all of you pastors and staff workers, all the convention, in fact. Whatever I've been able to do as president of the convention and as a pastor, this man right here deserves more than half the credit, because he's done the work at home. He's had more funerals. He's had more weddings. He's visited the hospital every day. He's carried the responsibilities. And this hasn't been just for the 2 years that I've been president, but for 9 years, this has been the faithful co-pastor and laborer with me.
And I say to you men who have large responsibilities in large churches, if you don't have a Bill Bates with you, I feel sorry for you. The right kind of an associate could magnify and multiply your ministry and increase your usefulness. And I just want to say before this convention, I thank God for this wonderful associate and faithful, dedicated one. So thank the Lord for you, Bill. All right, Brother Franklin Owen, are you ready, sir, to come, the chairman of the Committee on Resolutions? And this is a hard job. These folks stay in those rooms long hours trying to work out the right statements for us. And I want to express appreciation to you and your committee and recognize all of them at some point. Will you be prepared to do that?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
we want to recognize the whole committee.
I think it's nice that you pay respects and appreciation before we bring our report. Maybe you can do it better then than you can afterward. Mr. President and members of the convention, messengers to the convention, our committee consisted of J.T. Ford of Virginia, J.D. Gray, Louisiana, Charles Ryland, Virginia, E.S. James of Texas, J. Carey Moore of Oregon, Kenneth Chafin of Kentucky, and David Page of California. These brethren, I urge to all be here if possible, but inevitably we have received one by one word that many of them cannot be here. I shall call on these men to read particular resolutions. I've numbered them. They are in your bulletin for today in case you have them. I think maybe Dr. Page will want to make one observation of an omission in the one he will read. Otherwise, I believe all but two that have risen at the last moment will be there before you. I'd like Dr. J.T. Ford of Virginia to read a resolution from the committee on the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Mr. President,